As soon as God hears your prayers, He will answer. Good day and welcome to another episode of Tear of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode of the Sunday Smash edition titled Tobit and Sarah. God knows our ways. God hears our prayers. And God shall answer. And God shall provide all what you want in life, as long as you're disciplined, you obey Him. So there was a man called Tobit in the book of Tobit, which is mostly found in the Bible app GNT Bible. I haven't come across it in any of the Bibles which I have with hard copies. So Tobit became blind. For 4 years, he could see nothing. And he prayed, asking God for the following through his prayers. This prayer comes in Tobit chapter 3. As this was his prayer, I was so embarrassed and ashamed that I sighed and began to cry. Then I choked back my tears. I prayed, You're right, Onus. Oh God, you are merciful in all you do, faithful in all your ways. You are the judge of this world. I beg you, treat me with kindness. Do not punish me for my sins, not even for sins of which I am unaware. My ancestors rebelled and disobeyed your commands, and do not punish me for their sins. You let our people be plundered, taken captive, and you made an example of our people, an object of contempt and disgrace in all the nations where you scattered us. You have often judged my ancestors for their sins and punished me for mine. We were disobedient and rejected your commands, so our punishment has always been just. Now treat me as you please. Take my life away. Free me from this world. Let my body return to the earth. I will be better off dead. I am tormented by insults I don't deserve and weighed down with despair. Lord, give the command, bring all my troubles to an end, take me to my internal life, do not reject my prayer. I would rather die than live in misery and face such cruel insults. To me, it would be obvious that Tobit's insults which he received solely came from one thing, that he fell blind and was praying to God. People in this world, they are harsh, they are bitter. They wouldn't know what you are going through. Remember what King Tharios said to Daniel. We will see if this God of yours, who you state to be a living God, which you pray every day, will protect you against the lions. But God did protect Daniel. So God works in mysterious ways. He was blind. Tobias got blind for 4 years. He couldn't see nothing. So it was tough times for him. Trial times, 4 years. And you know how people of this world can be. They can't control their tongues. They will say things to you. I'm sure some of the insult which Tobit got was that if you're praying God, why don't you see? Why can your Lord leave you to be blind? I assume those are such insults. And if you get them over and over, and at that moment you're suffering, you cannot see, you can end up being like Tobit, asking for the Lord to take your life, asking to be set free from this world because you would assume you're just living a life of misery. I do not blame Tobit. Okay. He fell blind. People took an opportunity. They went against him, insulted him, and they turned his life into a nightmare on top of the issue that he couldn't see. So it was a tough time for Tobit, and people for 4 years kept on pounding him. Since you say I'm sure they would be saying to him, since you say you're praying a God who's living, but how can you just let you to be blind? People can say such things. People are cruel. People are bitter. People can say things which can tear you into pieces. And also at the same time, on the other hand, in the same chapter, we have Sarah's prayer. And it goes, there Sarah stood by the window, raised her arms in prayer and said, God of mercy, mercy, worth of our praise, may your name always be honored. May all your creations praise you forever. I look to you for help. Speak the word and set me free from this life. Then I will no longer have to hear these insults. You know, O Lord, that I'm still a virgin. I have never been defiled by a man. Never have I disgraced myself or my father's name. As long as we lived in this land of exile, my father has no other children to be his heir, and there is no relative who I can marry. I have already lost 7 husbands, so why should I live any longer? But if it is not your will, take my life and at least show mercy to me. Do not let me hear these insults again. Sarah and Tobit, what do they have in common in their prayers? Insults. They were insulted by people. They all wanted to be set free by the Lord. They asked the Lord to take their lives. The reason God didn't take their lives is because it was not God's will to take their lives. God wanted them to go through where they went through. Because she prays nicely and says, God who's worthy of being praised by all creatures, we have to praise God. Whether we're going through the good times or bad times, we cannot throw God into turmoil and say bad things about God when we're going through bad times. And you cannot say God is the amazing God when we're going through the goodest times, through the good life. So Sarah and Tobit, insults came pouring upon them. They lived faithfully in God's name, but they went through troubles. Tobit went blind for 4 years. He couldn't see anything. He got insulted by people left, right, and center. Other side, Sarah married 7 husbands and they all died. Let me give you a piece of what Sarah went through. Sarah had been married 7 times, but there was an evil demon that killed each husband before the marriage could be consummated. And then the 7th to Sarah's father, because Sarah was the daughter of Rugal. Sarah, the 7th said to Sarah, here comes the insult to Sarah by the 7th of Sarah's father. There were 7 women said, you husband killer, look at you. You have already had 7 husbands, but not one lived long enough to give you a son. Why should you take it out on us? Why don't you go and join your dead husbands? I hope we never see a child of yours." Obviously, Sarah was depressed that she bursted into tears and went upstairs and determined to hang herself. But when she thought of it over, she said to herself, "No, I won't do it. People would insult my father and said, 'You had only one child, a daughter whom you loved dearly,' but she hanged herself because she felt so miserable. Such grief would bring my gray-haired father to his grave, and I would be responsible. I won't kill myself. I will just beg the Lord to let me die. Then I won't have to listen to those insults any longer." Just that statement, that insult which Sarah received from the servant woman, can rip anyone apart. People do not understand what people go through in life, but people can, if tongues were tied and tongues were better released when they were going to say something better, it was going to be nice. But people, they just talk. Why? Because God has led them to have what we call free will, for them to sin and sin and sin, because God knows there will come a time they will bear the consequences of what they've said. And if they continue to do what they want, God will punish them for their sins and they will face the consequences. In life, we will go through such, some people or all of us will go through different situations. Some will be similar to Tobit and Sarah. They will be so painful that when you look back, when God has answered your prayers, you would smile. Because yes, God did eventually answer Tobit and Sarah's prayers. Let me go through them at the last part of chapter 3, 16 to verse 16 to 17. God hears the prayers of Tobit and Sarah. As Tobit and Sarah were praying, God in heaven heard their prayers and sent his angel Regal to help them. He was sent to remove the white film from Tobit's eye so that he could see again, and to arrange a meeting between Sarah and Tobit's son Tobias, who as a cousin had the right to marry her. Raphael was ordered to expel the demon which killed the seven husbands of Sarah away from Sarah. The demon was expelled from Sarah away. At that very moment that Tobit went back into his house from the courtyard, Sarah in her house in encumbered was coming down the stairs. People will test you. People will utter a lot of things. God answers prayers. You will go through stories which are even more bitter and sour than what Sarah and Tobit might have went. Because we live our own lives, our own journeys, but God hears prayers. They prayed in different places, Sarah and Tobit, but God heard their prayers one ear, same time in heaven. Sent one angel at that time when God heard those prayers. It was time for the angel to be sent to come and remove all their pains and provide the joy which they certainly need. Tobit, after going through 4 years of suffering and not seeing, of facing wave of insults from people, he could see again to arrange a meeting, a marriage between Sarah and Tobias, the son of Tobit. Same time that angel expelled the demon from Sarah, which kept on killing Sarah's husbands before the marriage could go anywhere. So, as you were to be, God will answer. As it stated in the book of Jeremiah, God wants a good life for you, a good life which is full, is filled with joy, prosper, and nothing and none evil ways. Life will be, which will make you to keep on smiling and enjoying your life. And remember in what was stated in the book of Isaiah, God knows the time, and when the time is right, he will unveil everything to you. So people tend to forget that what they might say is bitter to a person, because when they say it, they tend to forget, because it's not them who's going through what you're going through. Do not run away from God when you're going through tough times. He answers all prayers. We as people should remember one thing. God is the one who writes our stories in life. God is the master. God hears everything. God knows what you think he doesn't. He sees what you think he doesn't see. He's there when you assume he's not there for you. That's God. He works mysteriously. He is love. He's always there. People assume God is not there. He's there. Because we tend to forget that God is the one who writes. Even if people can do harsh things towards you, remember, we can try by all means to throw people, yeah, we can all try by all means to throw you down, to derail you, to make sure that you feel worth nothing. You would like to kill yourself and hang yourself like Sarah. Or you'd want to die and be better off like Tobit. But here's the story on the moral. God is the one who inscripts and writes our stories of our lives. When people assume they are done and dusted with you, and when they assume there's nothing that will come from you, for you, they will say such things which they have said to Sarah, or even more to you. Do not be scared, do not be shy. Just continue to pray. Because the time I'm sure that lady, when she said what she said to Sarah, it was like she's sure she has nailed the final nail to Sarah's coffin, to make Sarah feel more miserable, as if she has not been miserable, getting married 7 times and not even getting your marriage underway. It's so painful. Would feel like you are cursed. And if people show through such a hideous insult to you, you would be like Sarah. And if people, you were blind, you couldn't see nothing for 4 years, they say what they said, they insult you like Tobias, like Tobit, obviously you would like to hang yourself. Also, you in your life, you will experience such things where people will say things which will rip you into 1,000 pieces, where we think it's much, much better for you just to die and no longer hear such insults. But does God want that to happen? No. God works in mysterious ways. So we should always remember this. By the time when people say they're done and dusted with you, that's when God sits down. He starts to answer. He sits down, answers your prayers one by one. He hears them left, right, and center. He answers. He starts to write this script of your life. The time when things start to prevail for you, people will be like, we thought he was done. That person, they thought you were done. There's nothing. There's no turnaround in your life. To be amazed, God will start to bless you left, right, and center. He will write everything down. He'll write those blessings which he promised you. He will take you out of that misery. He will arrive at your Canaan, the land of the promised land. You will arrive there. After suffering a lot of adversaries, you would arrive there. You would be amazed on your own that God led you to suffer. It's not that God is letting you to suffer. God knows your pain. Remember that there was another Sarah who was married to Abraham, the father of the nation. They suffered when they wanted a child. Then there was Joseph who went to exile, suffering in Egypt. And then there are many stories. There is Ruth also, who sat down, who didn't want to leave her mother-in-law and stayed there until she passed away. Seeing not having a man because her husband passed on. But at the end, all of these people, God answered them. There was David, who went through all fights with King Saul. But God saved all of them. So understand that your time will come. He will write that script. Assume that you are job hunting and jobs are far in between. You go to an interview. You fail. They don't take you. Things go sour at that interview. You go to another one. All your interviews just ended up badly. He will answer, write the script, just like he answered Sarah and Tobit. He will answer you also. You are at school, going there through miserable times. High school, and your times that are difficult, you are not seeing a way through. He will answer your prayers through. At the right time, you will see yourself passing, moving through that grade. In the final time, when you're at university, higher education, trying to prevail, he will answer you. Do not be scared. He will write that script. The pen is in his hands. Okay? Family-wise, when you have a family, things are not looking well. Pray and pray and pray. Kneel down. He's going to write a script. Things will prevail. Business-wise, you have your own business. You're struggling. God is going to answer. You have a talent. You are an artist. You are a musician. You are a painter. Whatever you do in life, you are struggling. Kneel down. The same way their prayers arrived, Sarah and Tobit, your prayers will also arrive and land in the right time. An angel will be sent in its way for you to answer everything. Answer everything which stands in your way. Okay? God is the master of time and everything. He is the author of your life. No one is the author of your life. Don't let challenges bear you down. Don't let people's words make you run away from praying. He is the one who created you to come upon this earth. He deserves all the prayers from all the creatures in this world. As Sarah said, we should worship and praise him. We should pour his prayer. We should just make sure we praise him. He doesn't sleep. He fights battles for you, which you do not even know. He has the perfect timing of them all. He doesn't rush. That's the next thing about God. He will let people to say they're done. That's when he starts writing scripts, finishing, putting the final details to a purposeful life for you. So never be ashamed. Let them, if people want to barrage you with insults, let them do so. But know one thing, God won't let you live a miserable life forever. There is a timing period where God will answer and there will be a turnaround in your life. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.